It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
It's another edition of the Golf DMV podcast, ladies and gentlemen, a very important edition of the Golf DMV podcast. We're not at an actual golf course as we've been the last few weeks. We're at the Silver Spring studio.
There you go.
So a few seconds ago, I disclosed where we were located. LB said not to do that, so I deleted it. So if you're listening now, you don't know exactly where we were, even though I said it. It's the magic of radio and podcasts and all those other kind of things. So we've got a round at Needwood that didn't happen, but one at Worthington Manor that did. Also, we've got Vern out on the course with beginners, and so we'll get his update on that. And Vern's almost the Iron Man right now. He played close to 36 in one day or something. Almost, like that.
Trying to get 36.
We'll have an update on that. And also my son, 6-year-old Manny, he's got the drive, chip, and putt competition today. Today, as we record, it's Friday, July 12th.
Which is actually the birthday of my granddaughters, twin granddaughters.
Get out of here. Are they one?
2 years.
They're two?
It's 2 years already.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Lawrence Brooks.
How about that?
Grandfather, 2 years.
Look at that. Granddad. Loves every minute of it.
Grandpa. Grandpa.
And some of the funniest text threads are when the babies are over at the grandbabies are over at the house. And Elby's got to deal with the grandbabies. Maybe we'll have more on that later. We'll see what's going on. So happy birthday to the twins, man. And what's the names again?
Rain and Nevaeh.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Rain and Nevaeh. And so we'll have an update on drive, trip, and putt for Manny. We'll have an update on all that stuff. But first, the most important update, just locked in this week.
Right.
Golf DMV.
Hold on. We have a really, really big announcement. You know who that is?
No.
No, I'm probably too young.
Ed Sullivan.
Oh, really big show. Yeah, a lot of the comments I listen to would imitate him.
Okay, now,
take the steam out of that.
Right. So now that's done. Huge announcement.
Big announcement. Real big.
Golf DMV. No longer just a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. An official radio show picked up by the Federal News Network, 1500 AM, every Sunday, 7:30 to 8:30. You can hear Golf DMV in the DMV on the radio.
As you drive in your car, you can turn on the radio and listen to me.
That's right.
How about that?
So whether you're going to play a round of golf or whether you're going to the driving range, maybe you're going to an early morning church service, but you'd rather be playing golf.
Exactly. There you go.
Now you can listen to us on the radio.
How about that?
Sunday morning.
Exactly. Yes. And so can't wait for that. So again, 1500 AM, Federal News Network, just 1500 AM, 7:30 to 8:30. We're going to begin the first Sunday in August.
How about
Outstanding.
Can you believe
this? Look at that.
Can you believe where we've come from?
Mama, we made
Federal News Radio. Excuse me. The news radio leader, pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's all I listen to.
Right. And when you want to listen to the Wizards or you listen to the Caps,
that's
or the Nats, there a lot of times.
Exactly.
They all on 1500
1500 AM. You can hear the Caps. You can hear the Nationals. You can hear the Wizards. You can hear George Washington University basketball. You can hear American University basketball.
Terps are on that sometime. Every once in a while, aren't they?
No.
They're normally on 980.
Yeah, the Terps are normally on that other station. Their ratings are bad, by the way. And I love some of the guys who are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But their ratings are garbage.
Okay.
So anyway.
1500 about to get a bump.
That's right.
Golf DMV, everybody. So listen in, 1500 AM. So before we get to any of the other updates, you guys played around. I didn't play. I had stuff I had to do on Friday morning. You know, here's the thing. So Manny's in this drive, chip, and putt thing. And so it rearranged my whole schedule because his tee time was Friday afternoon, so I had to move some afternoon clients up. And so anyway, I couldn't play. But you guys played. I got lost in a series of text messages.
So
if anyone has experienced this with your golf buddies, let me know. I got lost in a series of text messages because I checked out to get some work done or whatever. And at first it was going to be at Needwood.
Right.
Then it ended up being at Worthington Manor.
Worthington Manor.
Which, by the way, is probably a better course.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100% better.
That's why I wanted to go there.
It worked out.
Worthington Manor, for those who are listening and they don't quite know where it is, where is it?
Up to 70. If you take, from my house, I take 80. It runs you right into it.
Urbana, Maryland.
It's in Urbana, but it's like an 80.
A little further than PB Dye?
Like one, maybe two X's up from.
Not quite Frederick.
From PB Dye. Maybe two X's south of Frederick.
Okay.
And maybe one or two X's north of PB Dye.
Right. Not quite the links of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
No, definitely not that far. But it is, so they're holding, the U.S. Open qualifier or the Maryland State qualifier? Maryland State U.S. Open. We have to look it up and get the exact name. Mm-hmm. But they're holding some kind of tournament there starting on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Got to talk to the guy about it. And the course is outstanding. condition. And I mean tournament condition.
Nice.
The greens are unbelievably fast.
Oh, now sometimes when they hold tournaments at some of the better courses, mm-hmm. they'll mark on the greens with like white paint or something right. where the hole locations will be for the tournament. Did they have that there?
I didn't. If they did, no. I didn't notice it.
Yeah, okay. yeah. If they did, yeah,
we,
did yeah.
we didn't see that part.
But greens were in tournament. They, condition.
Listen. Yes. And pin placement. Bro. And pin placement.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay.
Bro.
They were teasing you with the pin placement. They were testing your game.
I mean, even if you ignored the pin placement and said, you know what, I'm just going to go for the center green. Doesn't yep. matter. Yep. I dropped one of the, I dropped yeah. the ball right by the pin, maybe 6 feet from it, ran 25 feet to the back
Are
of the green.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes. And all not, day.
Yeah. With like a, yeah. like a wedge too. Like yeah. we're talking like a soft rainbow shot. And
you
like,
dropping it down.
I see it come yeah. down okay. and it, I'm like, cool. It'll be like 10 feet from the hole. Mm-hmm. No, it's in the fringe.
Yep. or it rolled off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculously how fast those greens were. I played some, I mean, like in Florida, some of the courses, like the, some of the TPC courses mm-hmm. have, that I played had really fast greens.
Right.
This was in the same category. The TPC okay. in Tampa comes to mind right now. Well, we just, it was like putting on linoleum. Yeah. I mean, that's how fast they were. And these weren't far behind.
You might as well be putting on hardwood floors.
Exactly. I mean, it was unbelievably fast. I mean, It actually gave me a new appreciation. When you see guys on a tour and they take like a 2-inch backswing mm-hmm. and go for, you know, 2-inch back, 2-inch back, 2-inch
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And I'm sometimes looking like, dude, you got to hit harder than that.
Mm-hmm.
Today was 2-inch backswings.
Oh.
It was one of those. Wow. It was one of those kind of days, and mm-hmm. it would just keep. And a two inch backswing would get you like an 8-foot putt.
Good.
He's not kidding. He's not kidding.
It was hard. It was hard to judge.
We're gonna put one
speed.
Up on the IG feed. We filmed. I had him film one where I was maybe. It was a downhill slider, basically, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it was one of these, you know, legendary putts you see maybe on like some of these other golf feeds where the person taps it like 8 feet to the left, like mm-hmm. barely, and mm-hmm. it just runs all the way, it bends all the way down
wow.
to the hole.
Wow.
Yeah, they were crazy. They were crazy. Faster, I would say probably just a hair faster even than Little Bennett when we were there. When
right. Oh, yeah. Well,
faster
yeah, definitely faster
than Little
Bennett. Absolutely faster.
They were running fast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. The theme, I guess yeah. we hear it
all. That's the theme. Yes. We'll go off the yeah. So, okay, so we noticed that there's a tournament coming up there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Actually, I'm thinking about trying to go on Tuesday.
Right. Oh, sweet.
I was talking to the starter whose name I did not get. And he was saying he was watching some of the people play,
mm-hmm.
the people, cause guys have been coming up and practicing, the guys are going to be in the tournament. And he said some kid came out there. Number nine is 500 and, scorecard.
Yeah, 500 something plus.
So 500, yeah. It's 556 yards from the tips.
Mm-hmm.
He said he hit a 5-iron on the second shot and put it on the green.
No.
So the tournament is the 98th Maryland Open Championship hosted at Worthington Marin Golf Club in Urbana, Maryland, July 15th through 17th, 2019.
Right. Folks can go up there and you can go watch.
Yeah, so I'm really just going to try and go on Tuesday because usually Tuesday's my light day at work. So mm-hmm. I think I'm going to take a couple hours and try and get up there and watch some of it.
Right.
That might be the move then. Maybe
yeah, just to watch.
Morning.
I mean, just because I want to see some of these. I just want to see somebody
who lives generally in this area right. or somewhat that's who can really play golf. Good.
Right, right. Oh, so that's another thing too. So when I get my cart today, and I went to the range and stuff, and Vernon's coming. We're waiting on Reggie, who was late. We'll talk about that in a minute. so I grabbed the scorecard and flip it over, and it's already been filled in.
Okay.
So I didn't really pay attention to it. I said, hey, I need another scorecard. This one's been filled in. So he takes it and he opens up. He's like, oh, you sure you don't want to use this one? Whoever used it shot a 73 and a 68.
Yeah.
Oh, two people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh. And I said to the guy, they must be really good because they didn't take it. I would have framed that.
So listen, it's like, so I'm somewhat of an amateur musician, right? I mean, I played several instruments, drums, mm-hmm. piano, bass guitar, trumpet.
Right.
And every now and again, you go to a venue or you see an artist that makes you think you're garbage.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just not good. Like, you're fine for, you know, a person who's relatively talented.
Right.
But you're not good at this. Right. Same thing with golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not good.
No.
I mean, these guys are shooting 73, 68 from tips.
Right, right. And leave the card. And they didn't take the card.
Yeah. And this,
like I said, I reframed that and called all my friends. Hey, look at this.
Yeah. If you shot that from the forward tees.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely be framing it. I would be proud of it from the tips from like Enterprise or even like Prez.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This course is hard, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not for play.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I keep coming back to that because, yeah, it's legit. it.
Let's get to it. So the greens you say were in great form.
The whole course is beautiful.
The whole course is beautiful.
I mean, you got all these elevation changes. I mean, you look it over, you see the Sugarloaf Mountain in the distance.
Nice.
A lot of elevated tee box. You're looking over the fairways.
More reminiscent of Little Bennett or PB Dye? Which we've got to get back to PB Dye.
Probably Dye.
Okay. It's been so long. It was raining. I can't remember PB Dye.
I'm going to say Dye. Like what he's saying is 100% accurate about like the views and just how beautiful it is, especially on the front nine. Yes. So usually, you guys, when you see these videos,
Worthington or Muscat. I'll get to that later.
Okay, that's good. Right now, I'm Worthington. Okay. Right now, for me, Worthington, 100%. Yeah. So usually, when I make these videos, right, I go out and we're playing. And I'm like, cool. I'm getting shots of us, and when I get shots of the course, I'm usually waiting for the. The picturesque hole, and then maybe there's two or three or one. Worthington, on the first nine, I just kept having to take the camera out. I was like, damn, I got to get this.
It's beautiful.
Everything elevated, fairways, everything in excellent condition. Like you said, you know about the green. They're in tournament shape, ready for the tournament coming up Monday. But yeah, it's just a beautiful course. And I love Muscat and Whiskey Creek.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, this takes it, man.
But the little things, again, we talk about the little things all the time.
Right.
So when I get there, I believe his name was Joe.
Joey.
So when I get there, there's probably eight cars in the parking lot. There was like nobody there.
Wow. Yeah, T-Sheep is open today.
Right. So I pull up, you know, I'm milling around in the car, and I see Joey. He's in the cart, but he's like hanging out, but it's like he's watching me.
Yeah, up on the backdrop.
Right.
Yeah.
So then after a while, you know, I go in the car and grab some stuff and start walking up toward the clubhouse. Here comes Joey, straight for me. Mm-hmm. You ready? Come on in. This picks me up in the cart, takes me up to the clubhouse. Then I get a cart and come back to my car.
Oh,
so I'm not walking around at all.
Right.
And which is very important.
Hey, man, just it's the little things.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
Rains balls.
It's experience. It's experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Rains balls included. Go out there and knock yourself out.
Yeah, pyramids already set up down on the range. Beautiful practice area. Yeah. A la Blue Mash, maybe a little bit nicer. Even they had us hitting off like a good mat. You could get there. Yeah, and it's really just one continuous sort of like turf.
Right.
Okay. And you can get your tee in the ground. It doesn't fall over. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So really good practice area. Like you said, Joey.
A couple different greens.
By the way, let me just say this.
Greens.
The standard has to be range balls included. Like we're done
including range balls. And we haven't mentioned the price. I know you had the senior discount.
Yeah, I got a senior discount.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was this your first time using the senior discount?
Well, there it's 55. It's senior. So most places is 60.
Okay.
Right. They're 55. This is another reason I like them too. And today, actually, I got an email from the other day when you said where the man, I said, oh, great. Because I got an email from them about 3-4 days ago that said, oh, we're having a special for seniors. You can actually get a free lunch today too.
if you play between certain times, I
didn't get it because we left. I didn't get the time.
Oh, man.
So you basically owe me lunch. But
okay. Pivoted that right to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But seniors get a if you play any time between now and the end of the month and certain times like before Fridays before 11 or something like that on a Monday through Thursday some other time whatever you get a free lunch too.
$74 club we basically paid the same amount here that we paid
at Northwest,
which I can't be mad at because I scored my lowest there but now it feels like it doesn't matter I feel like I played like the play school course
Northwest
after playing Northwest Manor. Yeah.
Should be ashamed for charging people $74 to
$74
play that course
for this beautiful course.
I don't care if it's a weekend or holiday or whatever
range balls included great practice area
little things.
Yeah,
Joey comes pick you up.
The big thing, at the front where the bar and the diner are, two people in there already in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Morning. Eight cars in the parking lot, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So it works like they were packed.
They said, hey, the car girl's not going to be out till maybe 9, 10 or whatever we said, but there are two people in there. You can go in there and grab drinks.
Yep.
You think you got an egg sandwich?
I got an egg sandwich. And
at the turn.
The menu, there's like whatever. I said, is it still breakfast or lunch? He said, anything on the menu.
Wow. It's whatever you want.
How about that, Lake Press?
Right.
See.
I love you, but you're $89. I mean.
And no food. Yeah, nobody. And you got brunch.
Oh, y'all playing golf. We ain't got no food for you.
Yeah. I got this brunch for $25.
I'm sorry.
Despite the fact that you paid $80-some-odd to play.
Yeah.
Like, but okay, so course is in great condition.
Yes.
Let's talk about the round. Reggie was late.
I mean,
Reggie was late, so he caught up to us on the second hole. So we went on him. We went on Starter. Starter was like, you know, you might let's go ahead and go. Mm-hmm. He said, we'll send him out when he comes. So so he called to us on the tee of the second hole.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a single. It was a lot of singles playing today, which there is really weird.
They didn't pair him with anybody, huh?
No, they didn't. No, we had to. We let two pass. We let the first one go through.
Right. Okay. Like on the second hole, we was like, it was a guy behind us by himself. I'm like, you either play with us or you go through. He's like, yeah, I'll play through.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, most of us would probably do anyway.
Yeah.
I don't blame anybody for playing.
I'm mad at him. For that. So he went through, and then by the fourth hole, we let another guy through. The older guy.
Yeah, it was just two guys. So we let the first guy through in the second hole, and then the other gentleman.
Another
single
came up behind us. We let him go through, and then the last guy caught us on like the 15th hole. I'm like, well, you just got to ride it out.
Yeah.
Then another single showed up, and it was Reggie coming to because he was late. Okay. Yeah. So he joined you guys. I mean, just running late. I mean,
I never asked him why. Okay. Oh, he said he got confused with the time because we had so many text messages going back and forth.
Yeah.
He thought it was 7:57 instead of
7:40.
We talking 17. I mean, we talking 17 minutes. I mean, come on, Riley. Come on, Reggie.
Yeah. Which would put him coming in hot, but on time for the most part.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, I ain't buying it.
But Reggie's usually punctual. I mean, he's not
it is. But so the reason we were at Worthy is because of Reggie in the first place.
Oh, see, I didn't know this.
But see, I'll try to make this short.
Okay.
I had Thursday morning.
By the way, let me just add this in. When it comes to scheduling tea times and getting everyone together, LB and Vern are great at this.
That's
you guys get it together. Like, I don't even really, I don't think I've ever set up a tea time for us, except for the WGTS PBDI tournament, which got rained out.
Right.
And other than that, I don't think I've ever said, okay.
Yeah, you may have. I don't know. But so.
Very rarely. You can count it on one hand.
Right.
Okay.
So Thursday morning, early, like 6:30, Vern, I'm like, text Vern, we're going to play. He's like, yeah, we're going to play. So I said, all right, and we were going to come to the Silver Spring studio to record. Mm-hmm. So I wanted some place that was kind of convenient to the studio.
Okay. Right.
So that's why I was like, we've never played Kneewood, and I haven't played in at least 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think last time I played, Sherman and I played it.
Okay.
So it's been at least
that
a couple
years.
Last
time he played.
It might be, right. So I'm like, well, this is convenient. It's not that far away. We'll play that one.
Right.
So I go on. So I'm great. Book it. Vern is cool. I hit Reggie. Say, hey, are you in to play golf? This was at like right around 7 o'clock.
Right in the morning.
On the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Okay.
I get no response. So I'm waiting. You know, 8 o'clock come, 8:30 come, 9 comes, nothing. I was fine. I book it for me and Vern.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So about 1:12:30, 1 o'clock, I get a response. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I'm like, well, you know, I've already booked it.
Right.
So I try to go into this system and add a person.
Right.
It won't let you do that.
But they paired us up with another two.
Well, at that point, I don't know if it was. It wouldn't even let me. It wouldn't even allow me to try and add a person.
To modify the tee time.
Me was a Montgomery County course.
Yes. Because they use a new app, the Chrome.
Yeah, that new
something.
Chrome Golf or Chrome, something.
Yeah, I do. I'm not a fan of it. Okay, so I couldn't even add a person. So I say, fine. So I send Reggie the information. Here's the tee time. Here's what we're playing. Call them and add yourself. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
No problem. Mm-hmm. 6:30 in the evening.
Right.
He texts me and says, they said it's already two people playing with y'all. I'm like, well, I text you at 7 o'clock this morning.
Right.
If you had done it at 7 o'clock, this would be an issue. Right. We wouldn't be dealing with this.
Right.
But he wants to play, and I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to be nicer in my
old
age.
We like having Reggie out.
We do.
Yeah, and you have exactly. been. You are getting to be a nicer gentleman, by the way.
I'm slowly getting there. Right.
Like a mountain, right?
Right.
The wind can get it down eventually.
Right.
Like 10,000 years.
The Grand Canyon. You know, it took it a while for it to become the Grand Canyon. Right.
Yeah. But it's beautiful once it's there.
Once it's there. But it's rough getting there. So I'm like, fine. So now I'm calling Kneewood, trying to get to add on a person at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's on thunderstorm a couple of times. They're not answering the phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fine. So the wife and I are on our way to dinner. We get to dinner. We sitting at dinner. I'm on my phone texting Vern.
Texting
I'm like,
me,
dude,
yeah.
I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to add Vern. I'm trying to add Reggie, but I can't get it in. So once I get in the system, it says I can't even delete mine now because I'm inside the 24 hours. So it won't let me cancel it. So I said, well, there's a 5:57 that's available. I'll get that one. So I go 7:57 a.m. It's open. So I say I can grab that three spots in that one. Right. It won't let me do it because I have one at 7:40.
Right. Right.
So I'm like, fine. So I text Vern.
So he texts me and says, hey, can you go in there and book it at 7:57?
Now I see all these text messages after the fact.
I just want to pause and say, I imagine the clock, because we're texting back in this group text. I have to imagine Claude picked up the phone. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Put
him on mute and angrily threw it across the desk as he's working as we're sitting here screaming.
Literally after all the settle, I responded back saying, I missed a lot. Yeah. Like, but anyway, go ahead.
basically, LB texts me, says, hey, can you do it? I can't because... Because
I already have a tee time.
Yeah, well, because in the MCG system, they let you allow... Like, I don't usually use it, but I usually just book it with three, with me and three guests.
Okay.
But you can't put somebody's email in there. And if you do that... Now they're blocked off. Right. So when I went to go schedule it, they said, hey, no, you're booked with LB.
Right. I already had him in the system.
At 7:40. Right. Exactly. So at that point, I just texted LB. I said, man, I want to put it, you know, and the other thing was, you can like maybe create another email and do it that way and we just move it.
Yeah.
But the 757, it was only for three, which means a single booked it by himself.
Okay.
His or herself. And I just didn't want to take a chance of being some jerk.
Some
jackass. So I told LB, I was like, I'm not feeling need with anyone. Let's play Worthington Manor. If they make you pay the late fee for canceling, I'll pay it. Don't sweat it. And I didn't think they would. I was concerned about it
because it all depends on who you get.
That's true.
You know, you get one guy, you know, he's asking, no, you owe us, you know, $150. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? But I started calling this morning at 6. Mm-hmm. They didn't answer the phone
until Needwood this morning. Needwood,
to cancel. They didn't answer the phone until 6:40.
Right.
Okay.
So I talked to Ron because I wrote his name down because I wanted to give him a shout out because he was like, hey, no problem.
Good job, Ron. Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah. So that's how we ended up. That's how we ended up at
Worthington. Yeah.
And it was worth it.
Absolutely.
100%.
I'm glad we went.
Let's talk about the rounds. How'd you guys play?
Well, I mean, you know, LB.
Vern is on like a record streak where he scored his two best rounds.
Yeah.
The last two rounds you've played.
Back to back.
And LB shot a 86 the last time we played.
What's the name?
Northwest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then we played Lake Presidential since then.
Right. I thought you guys had in the 80s at Lake Press.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all
in the 90s. Yeah, yeah.
We all 96.
So, where'd you guys play from?
We played up at the Gold Tees, which are actually the senior tees. They're actually called the senior tees.
Now, how far are the Gold Tees?
The Gold Tees are 5,000, it's right here, 5,817
Okay,
yards.
58, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's ideal.
Yeah. That's
because the whites are only 6,058. So I mean, we're only talking 200 yards, basically. Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's legit. 58. Let's go time.
Yeah. Okay. So I ended up with a 94. So the round, like just to high level it, since we spent a lot of time on the other thing, the round for me was a mixed bag. It wasn't a complete like bleak show where it goes off the rails like it was at Compass Point.
Yeah.
Good drive on a regulation in some two putt or maybe three putt and then another one maybe I lose it. So the driver was much better than it was Lake Prez. I wasn't losing. I lost maybe two or three, but overall, I would say this was a short game round for me where I missed a lot of chips into bunkers, a couple of duffs, and here at Worthington with these greens in tournament shape, you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay for missed hits on the green. Yeah. You're like I said, you're gonna pay for dropping it. You know, we teardrop it right into the middle of the green. It's gonna roll to the back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sculling or doing anything like that, it's a long day. So okay. like we've been saying, comes back to the short game as usual.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I had 94. I had plus 10 on the front.
So you both shot a 94.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, plus 10 on the front and 12 on the back. I started out par.
Okay.
So I'm feeling good.
Feeling good, right.
Yep. And then the number one hole on the course, I went plus 3, which is number three, which is the number one handicap. I went plus 3 on that one. And it was stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid stuff. I mean, you know, you duff a, you know, you're 80 yards out and you hit it 50 yards.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. I had quite a few of those today. Mm-hmm. So I had three pars on the front. On the back, I had three pars on the back.
Nice. Any birdies today?
No. Reggie had the best opportunity on
17.
Yeah, 17. Something like that. Yeah.
That's it. One opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, no. I made a couple of greens in regulation, but the greens were so fast, Claude. On like the second hole, I told LB, I was like, this round we're doing Claude putts. We're trying to get it close. We're trying to protect the two putt.
Yeah. Man, I don't think anybody knows. I don't know if we talked about it on the show. So when Vern's talking about Claude putts, like, I've totally given up on trying to make like makeable pars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like everything for me now is protect bogey. Like just putt it close enough to the hole.
It's basically protect the two putt.
Protect the two putt. Do whatever you got to do to make sure you get a two putt as opposed to playing super aggressively. Yes. So that was
our strategy.
Yes.
Okay. And even that sometimes didn't work because you would either hit it, you would think you'd hit it perfectly.
Right.
And it would get to the hole and it would like pick up speed.
So check this out. On hole,
pedal to the metal as soon as it gets to the hole.
I think my best shot into the green was on hole two or three early on. Mm-hmm. I told you where maybe 5 feet from the pin.
Yep.
And at that point, I know. I'm like, no, I just want to protect bogey, right? So this is a slider down and to the right. And I'm like, cool, I'm just going to put it just a little bit to the left. I'm talking about, like, I breathed on it because I just wanted to go 2 feet on a 5-foot putt.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. It goes all the way to the hole, starts to go into the hole, lips out, and kicks 2 feet down below the hole. So now I've got a 3 foot or a 2.5, 3 foot comebacker. Right,
back up, yeah.
As a penalty for getting the ball in the very top side of the cup.
Yeah.
Not trying to. Thanks a lot, Worthy Commander. Yeah, hey, right. Real quick note of fact for the thing. I found this interesting. I just found this for the tournament. For the Maryland Open Championship, Worthington Manor is one of only 3 public golf courses to be selected for this.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Worthington Manor is honored to have been selected to host this prestigious event, and is notably the only 3rd public golf course to host this historic championship.
Good. Wow.
So that tells you about what conditions
the coffee it is. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. And they've even done something on hole number 10. I screwed that hole up. Where that little pond is right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last time I played that, I played by myself. Man, the ducks and the geese had that hole just terrible. I mean, they were everywhere.
Right.
Did you notice today there were no geese?
There were no geese.
There were no geese, nowhere to be found.
No.
What did they do to the geese?
I don't know.
And I, other courses need to take that into account. Kill them bastards. Don't know what you got to do.
Okay. Did we share what happened the last time?
We talked about it.
Yeah. But that hole, I distinctly remember that hole just being full of dogs.
When we went, the goose poop.
Yeah. I mean, goose poop all over the place. Yeah, and they were everywhere. And this time, I didn't see not a goose the entire day on any of those holes.
Me neither.
Nice.
Okay. It's something to be said about that.
Now we talked about this.
And you said it.
Now we talked about this our last round at LP.
Yes.
Yeah.
If this were last year, not that we're satisfied, but okay, you know, midnight, low 90s. Mm-hmm.
About average.
On this kind of a course.
Mm-hmm. In this kind of conditions. And that's what
we're okay with it. We used to be. Yeah. But now it's like we're not, which shows improvement.
Right.
Well, he talked about this, and he very valid point is when we go to put this score into our handicap tool, which I would tell you the name, but they're not paying us, so we're not going to tell you the name that we use yet.
Right.
But when they start paying us, we'll tell you.
Okay. Shoot them an email and say, hey.
Yeah. But when we put this score in there, it's not going to take into account the difficulty of the greens that were running 12s or 13s that we were playing on the day.
That's a good point.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just going to take our number and
you played up close and scored like trash.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we played on a championship caliber course today. Mm-hmm. We played from up tees, from the upward tees, but the difficulty of those greens, I challenge anybody, go out there the next couple of weeks while the greens are like that and see how you do.
So with
and
all come things
and
considered,
get back at me.
How do you guys feel about your game today at Worthington? All things considered,
my drives were pretty. I had some pretty good drives today.
So did I.
I didn't hit any really long ones, but I was pretty consistent. I wasn't really off in the woods and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was happy with that. My game right now, it goes back to my bread and butter. Used to be my wedges, and they are letting me down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, letting me down. Mm-hmm. Like they don't even know me anymore. 100 yards, 88 yards. Right. I'm not hitting them right.
Right.
I'm hitting them long. I'm hitting them short.
So I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you like this, sort of the way you used to do in the Roman arena, where it's thumbs up, thumbs down, or to the side, neutral. Driver, I would say thumbs up for the round. I only lost a couple, and I hit some bangers. Mm-hmm. I didn't turn them in anything, but whatever. irons, I'd say neutral, because I hit some really good iron shots, and then some that were not so great, but they weren't gone. And in the short game, that's a thumbs down. That's just the chipping in some of the pitch shots or whatever, man, just for trash. And like I said, it's set up in a way it's going to kill you no matter where you were playing from back then. Yeah.
All right. So Worthington Manor, number one, you guys suggested to anybody in town, out of town.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. We're going to put, that's going to be added to our regular rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause we owe every course.
We're trying to rack up like an IOU of courses.
Right.
So we got Little Bennett, Falls Road, Glendale before it closes.
Oh gosh, Glendale. Yeah, you're right.
So we got a whole list of entities.
Lake Prayers is like, you know.
Yeah, number one. Yeah. That's number one.
I went back to what we'll talk about.
So Vern says gives it an A.
Yep. Yep.
Go Lawrence.
To it. Oh, it's a B plus. Absolutely. Oh,
come on.
B plus. And with Joey coming to picking me up, it still gets a B plus.
Even still it doesn't get an A.
Nah, I don't get it.
It's an LBA.
So Vern, you've got two guys.
Yeah.
New to the game. Hooked to the game and took them to Blue Mash. Thursday, July 11th.
Yesterday morning, I took my brother-in-law, stop calling my future brother, my brother-in-law, Glenn, and my my cousin-in-law, I'll say that, my cousin's husband, Julius, we went out to Blue Mash at 7:40-ish in the morning or whatever. Okay. Yeah, and I just took him out there, man. And, you know, so it was Julius' first time, Glenn's second time.
Okay.
Glenn said he was still riding high from shots. Now, for those who listen to the podcast, he did Mattapani Springs with us.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he's bought clubs. He's been going to the range. He's watching videos on YouTube. So he's going down the rabbit hole.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like he was
poor guy.
Yeah.
He's about to waste a lot of time and money.
Pretty much. I felt like he was in. He had a good time. Julius had a good time. I was trying to sort of card a score at Blue Mash, but it was just too difficult to manage them and then also like rush back and hit my shots. So I was pretty much a practice round for me. But overall, it was really good. The starter, when we got there, the starter was kind of concerned. He because when I pulled up last, he immediately said, he was like, hey, so these two guys was you? I was like, yeah. He's all right. Well, he's got the new bags and stuff. And has he played before? I was like, no, they're new. And I explained to him, I was like, we're not going to be looking for balls. He has a shag bag. They're hitting 7-iron, blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, well, no, I understand. There's this group of four little behind you. I think I'm just going to go ahead and send them off. Ahead of you. I was like, cool. It was old, Sim Seniors or whatever. And we did end up catching them. But yeah, so he sent those guys off, and Blue Mash wasn't too crowded. I think we let a twosome through. And other than that, we played right on 4 hours. So, So I kept those guys moving. Right. They enjoyed the game.
Did they enjoy the course?
They did enjoy the course. Mm-hmm. I think new time golfer questions always amuse me. So Julius is asking, like when I told him, hey, he was like, he was just going to wear like some shorts and maybe a cotton shirt.
Right.
I said, if you can, man, go out and get yourself a dry fit, get some appropriate shorts. And he made jokes in the text about, oh, I need special clothes to hit good.
Yeah, you do.
Then he got out there in the heat, and Glenn explained to him, he's like, yeah, when I went to Mattapani Springs the first time and wore straight regular khakis, and my cotton shirt was stuck to my body after hole one. He was like, and Julius was like, yeah, I see what you mean now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same if I told you, hey, let's go run a marathon, and you showed up in a suit.
Right.
So anyway, so it was interesting to hear those questions and questions from Glenn and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But I think they had a good time. We definitely have one in with Glenn. I'm going to try to get Julius back out there to the range. Mm-hmm. And I told them in a text, last thing I'll say about it is like, we were texting afterward. They said, thanks for having us out. I paid for the round or whatever.
Oh, wow. Look, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
The brown guys,
you got to have some brown in your life.
This is what they do, man.
I got to be a good ambassador if I want to have people I can hit with after LB goes off to Florida or wherever. Me and Claudia.
Retirement home.
Yeah, me and Claudia partners. So I told
me and Coach B going to be in Florida.
That's right.
Villages.
So I told them both in a text. I said, hey, if you're really serious about going out to hit some more, which Glenn obviously is, I said, stop even going to the range. We're going to set up a range session where I go there, and I'm going to teach them Paul's method.
Nice. Basically.
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, you know what?
Are you going to charge him $300?
I am not. Shout out to Paul Wilson.
Yeah, get that money, Paul. I ain't mad at
it. He's got a great method for beginners. But yeah, I told him, I was like, yeah, you don't want to be, if you, Glenn started to go to the range by himself, you don't want to get into a situation where you're
learning wrong stuff.
Yeah, because initially I'm like, oh, let's just make contact and have fun, but you're still in go. Yeah, I don't want you to develop any bad habits. So that was a good time. I was more concerned that I was able to keep them on pace and we didn't slow anybody down. Blue Mash still in great condition, by the way. It's great for $64. It was a good time.
And speaking of Blue Mash, so the owner, Joe Hills, I was emailing him while we were out there, but he was on vacation with his wife, and so he emailed me a few days ago. He says, hey, Claude, just heard the podcast. Very funny group of guys and a very good podcast. My superintendent sent the podcast to me, directed me to a quote-unquote excellent point at the nine-minute mark, which is where one of your co-hosts said the superintendent deserves a raise. He says, oh, well, easy come, easy go. And so and then the starter, Kyle Girard, texted me not too long ago, said, hey, man, I heard the podcast when you guys talked about Blue Mash. Thanks for all the love. And hopefully we can get Kyle Girard and Joe Hills on the podcast out there. And the superintendent out there as well. Just talk about how they keep the course in great condition. So we'll see if we can do that.
Speaking of superintendent, I learned something today.
Okay.
So you remember, I've always been curious as to why the divot.
Yeah, the repair bottles have sand. Yeah,
have sand in them instead of like sand.
Grass seed and dirt and grass seeds
and stuff like that. So I was asking one of the guys when we were playing one of the holes.
The maintenance workers were on hole one.
Right. So I got to talking to one of them, and I asked him that question. Why is it sand instead of dirt and grass seeds or whatever?
Right.
And the short answer is they don't trust us. Us being the patrons to fill the holes.
Golfer's going to bleep it up.
Right, basically.
Put seed everywhere, but it's not supposed to be.
So what he said was if they had put sand, I mean, if they put grass seeds and fertilizer in those things, we would be filling holes everywhere.
okay. with the same grass seeds.
Right.
And they use different grass seeds at different locations.
Right.
You got fairway grass, you have
T-box
you grass. T-box grass, you got rough grass.
Right.
These are all different grass.
Okay. That makes sense.
So you can't just put one, say, here.
Or it'd be looking like my front yard. Like,
exactly.
Patch of disaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Out there looking like paint branch.
Exactly.
So, right. Shots fired.
Nice.
So that's why they do that. But my question, though, my follow-up question would have been, which I did not ask, is,
right.
then why not just put dirt in it? Why sand? Because nothing's going to grow on the sand.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just a fill or something.
Yeah, maybe it's easier for them to go back over it.
Yeah,
with the sand.
Yeah,
who knows?
Whatever. But yeah, who knows?
We'll get them on. We'll get somebody on.
Yeah, we'll get a maintenance worker.
Yeah, exactly. And so, well, that's good to know. So we got the Blue Mass folks check in. Okay, we got Vern with the update. Mm-hmm. Also, I mentioned that we're on 1500 AM starting the first Sunday.
Check it out.
7:30 AM.
I can't believe this. This is like
it's a beautiful thing, man.
Federal it really is unbelievable.
Radio,
exactly.
That's my best radio voice.
By the way, please check out all the videos Vern's been doing on our IG page, Golf DMV Podcast.
Yeah, we put up some more of Worthington because
he took a lot of videos today too.
Nice.
Because at one point Reggie was getting ready to hit, and he's like, "Oh, that's right, he's taking video."
Yeah.
So we'll get all of that up and check that out. So later on today, today being Friday, July the 12th, my son Manny, he's going to participate in Drive, Chip, and Putt. Just started practicing for it a few days ago.
That's how you do it.
Takes after dad. And so just real quick, Manny, he's here. He's going on the mic. Are you ready for Drive, Chip, and Putt?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you had a chance to practice, right?
Yes, I did.
And so how are you feeling before the competition?
I feel good. I feel confident too.
Okay. Confident.
So what's your favorite part of the game from drive, chipping, and putting? What's your best?
Probably the driving and the chipping.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Driving and the chipping. Okay. Sounds good to me. So what are you going to wear? Do you know yet?
I'm going to wear my blue Ricky Fowler shirt.
Okay. I knew you was going to say Ricky Fowler because I was going to ask if you didn't.
And also my gray shorts.
Gray shorts.
Okay. So you're going blue and gray? I can dig it.
Yeah.
All right.
And daddy is wearing a gray shirt and a blue shorts.
I'm going to be matching.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'll invert that. Okay. Okay. No problem.
Good so maybe I'll go home because I'm coming to watch you. I'm coming to cheer for you.
Ooh.
So maybe I will go home. I have some gray shorts. I will wear my gray shorts too.
There you go.
There you go.
So it's the drive, chip, and putt. It's going to be at the University of Maryland. Starting, his time is 3:45, and so we'll get him out there. And apparently the way they do it, each kid gets three drives.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason they said you can use your own balls, but if you use your own balls for the driving portion, you can't get them back for whatever reason. So anyway, they start everybody. It's weird.
I can understand. You hit them off into the, wherever.
And
But they offer you balls, right?
Yeah, they do offer you balls. You can get warm-up balls.
So just use their balls.
Exactly. And yeah. so there's about 38 kids so far who's in his division.
Okay.
And the top three moves on.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And so, and he's competing against 7 to 9 year olds. He's six.
Wow.
But they said the only way he can get in is that he's got to be in that division because by the time the finals come around, he'll be seven. So he'll be one of the younger ones out there.
Right.
But
competing against older.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we'll see how it does. The magic of podcasts is that I will interview Manny after the drive to report with how he feels.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
And so what we'll do, matter of fact, let's just cut to it right now. Here's Manny post drive, chip, and putt. All right, so it's time to check in with Manny, who just completed his drive, chip, and putt competition in 2019, Friday, July 12th at the University of Maryland. Manny, first of all, you competed as a six-year-old in the 7 through 9 year old bracket, so you competed with a lot of big kids there.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about how you felt, and we'll talk about how you did.
So on that day, I practiced a little bit in our basement, and then, maybe I can win, but I didn't practice on my chipping, my putting, which I need to, but I know I didn't win, but I actually beat 15 kids.
Okay, so what he's saying is he didn't win the competition, but he finished right in the middle of the pack.
And I beat 15 kids.
Yeah, there were about 30-some-odd kids who signed up and who participated.
And
he beat about 15 or 16 of them.
Yeah, and
so he didn't score the lowest, basically. He didn't finish last place.
Yeah, I didn't finish last place.
All right, folks, there you go. There you have it. So, again, we're starting the first Sunday in August, Golf DMV, 1500 a.m.
Isn't it August the 4th?
Yes, sir. Yeah. 7:30 to 8:30. 7:30 to 8:30. And so you'll hear us on the radio there. PGA stuff. We've got we've got the John Deere Classic. Yeah, but you've got something that you want to talk about also, the Scottish Open. You know, the more and more I get to see these guys on links courses, I kind of like links. I mean, you were talking about it too.
I love links courses.
Right, and it could be because I'm not really a long hitter until the ball kind of, you know, rolls runs a little out. Further out. Yeah. Yeah.
The reason I like links courses is most link courses, it's easy. Your ball don't get lost.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
When the written's out like it.
And so you've got some stuff about the John Deere.
Yeah, so I'm probably maybe one of three guys that was watching some of the John Deere Classic yesterday, the first round. And just a few things that of note that I just wanted to bring to your attention. One, no star power. I mean, there's nobody.
Nobody in there?
There's nobody there.
Nobody.
Who
yeah.
you want to see. Yeah. I mean, the top player in the FedEx points is number 15, who's Charles Howell III.
Okay.
That's
right.
It?
Right. He's okay. He's number 15 in the FedEx point standing.
Name recognition, right. But at the same time, no one's going out to watch Charles Howell III.
Yeah, Chuck
nobody's
III.
Going to watch Thurston Howell III play golf. And so they let the one guy, what's this, the guy with the swing, the crazy swing, Ho Sung Choi.
Oh, okay.
They gave him a player's exemption to come on. So I'm assuming they did that to try and get some buzz.
He does the whole helicopter.
Yeah.
Right, right. Weird. And from what I saw, he's not even going to make the cut. So, yeah, that was it. Michael Kim, who is the defending champion of this tournament.
Really?
Yeah. He won it last year. Since then.
Vernon and I was talking about Michael Kim. He's the guy that we mistakenly think of.
Anthony Kim. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Michael Kim, since winning last year,
right,
has he made the cut at, I put it somewhere in my phone. I forget the name of the tournament, but he made the cut at one other tournament.
Right.
And then he missed the cut 17 straight
times. Wow.
If he doesn't make it today,
right.
He'll be 18 straight missed cuts.
Missed cuts.
Good.
That's a little bit below the Mendoza line.
Yeah. Just not exactly Manny Millions material there. Yeah.
Yes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, woo.
Because again, finish last, just make the cut.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's not even making money. He's not even making the cut.
Yeah, just get in there.
Right. Right.
And this should be an easy one to make because all the big hitters are over in Scotland.
Right. Everybody else is somewhere else. Right. So the other little fact that this will be it for the John Deere Classic is a lot of the guys that are in this, I guess we would call them B, I hate to call them, they're pros, but they're like the B and C level tournament players.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's in a way it's kind of good that the big hitters didn't show up because a lot of these guys are fighting to keep their cards.
That's true. So it gives them a chance to jump up in the list.
Right. So this is their chance actually to place well and whatever and keep their cards while the sharks are away, basically.
Right. Right.
I try to watch a little bit of it, but it really has no zing at all.
There's no players in there you're interested in.
No, pretty much checked out on that one.
The one thing I love too about the Scottish Open when these guys play overseas is the fact that I woke up at 5:30 and there's golf on TV.
On. Yeah.
I can't wait for the Open Championship. Yeah. I mean,
me either.
Golf's on at 4 in the morning.
That's right.
4:30. You know what I mean? I love it. Open Championship, this is the last show we're doing before the Open Championship, as LB so astutely pointed out before we started.
Yep.
And so some long shots to win the Open Championship.
I'm going with Rory here.
I was about to say the same thing. I'll see someone different, but no, that's a good choice.
With Rory here. He set the course record within 16. Just some facts, if you guys are unaware, for Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. How many times has it hosted the Open Championship? Two, including this one.
Wow.
One other in 1951 when old Max Faulkner won.
Oh, good old Max.
Oh, remember Max.
Yeah, remember Max.
Good old MS.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I guess he was, he's from Illinois or something. I don't know. So oddly, yeah, like I said, they just put this one into the rota for the Open Championship stuff because it'd only been hosted one other time all the way back in the 50s. And then for unique features, according to Golf Digest here, which I'm reading from, they said they have a long uphill par 3/16th that plays over a ravine, and there's a lot of uphill par 4s, I guess, which have like out of bounds stakes on both sides. Quote, grab your popcorn, folks. So should be pretty interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Now, but you've got odds.
Yeah, here's the odds. 8-1 is Brooks and Rory. Those are your top two. Okay. Dustin Johnson is number 3 at 12-1. John Blockhead Rahm is 14-1. Tiger Woods, number 5, at 16-1. And
that's favorable.
I don't see that. I really don't see that happening. Have you seen the thing he posted on Instagram where he's getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
To do what?
Well, because he's getting his body ready for the time change.
Oh, okay.
So he's been getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and whatever. I don't know. Bumping around the house in the dark, I guess. I don't know. But he's getting his body clock synced up for going over there.
Okay.
After him is Justin Rose and Francisco Molinari are both 20-1.
Okay.
Ricky Fowler 25-1
with higher odds than normal.
Yeah. So Ricky, Xander, Patrick Cantlay, and Tommy Fleetwood are both all four at 25-1.
Fleetwood.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen,
mm-hmm.
and Brian Mad Scientist DeChambeau are all at 30-1. Honestly, I still think it's going to be somebody else. You know, mm-hmm. I don't. You know how these things are. Somebody you never heard of, or some blockhead that you know. That's been toiling. Guy been toiling around, gets high for a couple of days, and there he is. You know what I mean? I would definitely. These are people I tell you who not going to win.
Oh, tell me who's not going to win.
Okay. Dustin Johnson's not going to win. Uh-oh. Tiger Woods is not going to win. Rose is not going to win.
Rosie.
Ricky Fowler is not going to win.
Slick Rick.
Spieth is not going to win.
No, he's not
going to win. Adam Scott is not going to win. DeChambeau's not going to win. I don't even think Brooks is going to win. I kind of feel like Rory. Because one, he's home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two, he's playing this week. He's playing this week at the Scottish Open, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And he was, I think yesterday he was -4.
He's well familiar with this course.
That's what he does. I mean, that's his area. And it's going to be, Tiger, it's going to be cold. It's going to be dreary.
Yeah.
You know, his back, old man. I know these backs, how they feel.
I know what I'm saying.
Glutes are firing.
Glutes are not going
to
fire.
His back going to
be stiff. You know, he's not winning.
I feel like this is going to be a breakout for either Tommy Fleetwood. Or the old vet, Louis Oosthuizen might win it.
Louis can strike.
Yeah, he can strike. He's got really good iron play. His short game is really, really good. Right. And it might have been 3 or 4 Open Championships a while back where he was in the mix there. And if I had to go between Fleetwood and Oosthuizen, I would go Fleetwood because he's a little younger.
Yeah,
he's
kind of
hot right now.
Right.
Oosthuizen, 36 years old.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
he's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think between he and Fleetwood, I'd go Fleetwood, but I wouldn't be surprised if Louis Oosthuizen, you know, make something happen there. Of course, I would love to see if Ricky Fowler
get one. I want to see Ricky win at some point. I just
don't know how, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, he just doesn't close it. He just doesn't, you know what I mean? He's always around,
he can't put it all together. Yeah. He just cannot put it all together.
Yeah, too bad it's not like a team sport or something.
Right.
Like a relay.
Right. Somebody can get him started.
Right, exactly.
I love Slick Rick. That's my guy. Yeah, but it just gets to the point where I get tired of saying, man, I hope, you know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, even I bought some Puma shoes.
Look at that.
Did you? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we got that. All right, so yeah, listen, guys. Radio starts the first Sunday in August, 7:30, 1500 a.m. But as always, you can find us on your normal podcast channel, the Golf DMV podcast. And yeah, man, until next time, man, that's Golf DMV. Hit them straight, hit them long.
Good night.
Good night.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof.